Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, my family? So, we are going to talk today about church hurt. So I released the episode earlier today and I told you guys I don't play. Like, I know I've been telling y'all, me and my wife are going to do an episode and we're going to do this, and we will. But you, if you guys know how hard it was to run I know when I do that, when someone does the high voice, it means they're lying or exaggerating. No, I'm not. It's just hard for me and my wife to do a show because our lives are so busy. But I can promise you episode 2 to ours is coming out. But I'm going to talk to everyone today about church hurt. Now, this topic right here is tough. And before I get into church hurt, I want to talk about my personal testimony. Back when I was about 14, I want to say, I lost a niece of mine. Her name was Trinity. Yes, her name was Trinity. I loved that girl. She was such an innocent, beautiful baby. She just always had a smile on her face, everything. So what happened was, I've been raised in church my whole life. I was probably like 7, 8 when I first met God, but I might say my whole life because we had a background. My Aunt Reese was, you know, always into Christ, and she was trying to get my mom, and to make a long story short, my mom wasn't ready, and long and behold, now my mom's a pastor. We'll talk about that on another show one day. But anyways, so I was brought up in the church, and, you know, I was in Sunday school, and, you know, I like the stories. I love the story that every kid knows, Noah. Everybody knows the story of Noah. Everyone knows the story of Moses, the basics. Father Abraham, we don't know how he had many sons, but we know he had a lot of sons. I was raised on that, and the church is Pentecostal. It was, I don't want to say names and stuff. I ain't trying to get sued, but it was in the church, and I was always looked at as the bad kid. I was that kid that no one wanted to babysit and that no one wanted to sit next to. I was just that kid. I was considered the bad apple of the bunch. My mother was always fighting for me. You know, that's why I fight for her to this day. Whenever I did something in church, everyone, I got whooped a whole bunch of times in the church. I went through a lot, and I was bad. So, I mean, I understand. I'm not one of those people, oh, I remember y'all beat me, and now I'm coming back for a revenge and that. Nah, I'm not that type of person. So, anyways, I went through that. And I was church hurt at those times. I was like, you know, why are these people not like me? Why am I looked at as, you know, the bad little white boy with the afro? You know, I'm light skinned and, you know, I was lighter than everybody else and all that stuff. And the teachers, you know, I was acting up so they would hit me with the ruler or be like, you're not going to be, you know, I heard it all. You know what I'm saying? So I was hurt. But I, you know, as I got older, I just didn't care. Then my mom branched off and started her own ministry, which is nothing but the truth ministry now. Amen. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just trying to, you know, say this without getting emotional. I'm in church. We had our own church. We were in Randolph at this time. Actually, no, we were not in Randolph at this time. We did not have our own church. I am wrong. I'm all over the place. Let me focus and maintain because, like I said, it's a hard thing to talk about. We were in Brockton. We were going to the church that I was just talking about, and we got a phone call. The phone call was that my niece was rushed to the hospital. Trinity's in the hospital. I seen my sister's face, and I'll never forget her face to this day, of how she was just so scared. She was so worried. And I immediately was like, oh, heck no, what's going on? So we're in church, to remind you. We're praising God. We're in church, having a good time. We get to Brockton Hospital, and we're in there. We're all in the waiting room, and we're praying. And I just kept hearing over, oh, no, she's going to be fine because, you know, not the way I'm saying it. It was more like, don't worry, you know, my mother crying and my sister. Oh, we know she's going to be okay. God got her. God ain't going to take no little baby away. And then the doctor comes out and he's like, she was just blue. She stopped breathing. We don't know what's happened. So, you know, me, I'm young at this time. I'm probably, you know, like I said, 14, 15. I can't give precise age because I don't remember how old I was, but I'm young. I'm a teenager, and I'm going through the teenage phase where we start questioning things. Like, I'm smoking weed, and I'm trying to wonder why it's wrong. Just those things popping up in your head. So, anyways, we're in the hospital, and we're waiting. We're praying. I see everyone gathered together praying and everyone crying. And I'm just like, I don't need to cry because I know she's going to be okay. You know, I know she's going to be fine. Doctor comes out. Doctor says, hey, I'm letting you know, she didn't make it. So me being who I was, you know, I just was like, wait a minute, there's no way she's not okay. We just prayed. We just asked God. We just talked to God about this. There's no way she's not okay. So my niece passed away. She didn't make it. We had a funeral. My aunt comes down, the one I just told you guys about from the beginning of the family. She's always been with God. She comes down. She preaches. This is the first time I ever seen a majority of our family get together. To me, when I seen that, it hurt me because I kept saying to myself, why does it take death for my family to come together? So I was mad about two things. I was mad that my niece had been taken away, and I was mad that my family didn't know how to come together when it came to my family only came together with death, and my aunt preached it. Then I was mad at my aunt because I'm like, why is she preaching that? Like, why would you say, you know, her death was a thing to bring us together? I was just hurt. My mind was confused. Then it didn't help that I already had friends that didn't believe in God either. I had three friends. We always talked about religion. And every time I brought up God, they would attack me and, you know, be like, what's wrong with you? Why do you believe in God? And I always had to defend myself and what I believed. And then at this point, when this all ended, the funeral was over, I had... I remember my friend was at my house, and he was talking to me, and then I just started talking. I'm like, why would God take a child? Then he put, you know, the devil knew at that time I was vulnerable. That's why we all have vulnerable moments. I always say this. And at that time, the devil knew I was vulnerable, so he had my friend that I thought was my friend whisper that in my ear at the wrong time, but it was the right time for the devil. He was like, the reason why is because God's not real. This is just a part of the life cycle. He was like, this is nature, like nature's taking its course. There's a reason. Like, he started getting to the scientific things. Like, when you smoke weed, you start thinking crazy. Like, he was like, say some crazy stuff like, yeah, you know, now you pretty much, your niece's body is going to be buried, and her body feeds, you know, the other worms and the animals and everything else around you. Sorry, my phone just beeped. Her body feeds the worms and the animals and all that stuff. And, you know, that allows the deers to go. And it was just some real crazy scientific nature stuff, you know, like it got like that. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like, you know, you sound right. And I'm smoking, so it didn't help. I lived in Randolph at this point. My mother got her own church in the basement. We had nothing but the truth in the basement. And for months, that carried over to me. My niece passed away when we were transitioning to Randolph, pretty much. Like, it was like a year or two after. And no, it wasn't. It was like a year or two. It's probably like a year. It's hard to get timings down because you always think, as we're young, we always try to, you know, add up the ages and stuff. And I think I was actually way younger than 14, 15 when my niece passed. I was probably like 12, 13. I don't know. I don't know precise numbers. But anyways, one, my sister, Larissa, is one of my closest people on this earth. And, you know, seeing the pain in her face and what she went through and how she went through it. And I just kept saying, God, out of all people, she didn't deserve this. Why would you do this? So, like I said, I had my friend in my ear. I had questions in my head. I was just scrambled. I was all over the place. So this is when my church trip began. I started saying, you know what? God's not real. And the reason I knew God wasn't real is because I kept saying, God wouldn't kill little children. Who would kill little children? Who would allow little children to die? No matter what the cause, who would allow that? Who would allow all these natural disasters to take place, to kill off little children, to kill off all these people? If God's real, then why did the Christian, why did the righteous have to suffer so much? Like the Bible says, the righteous, like, why did the righteous have to be the ones to suffer? Just to go into a place where at the end of your lifespan, that's when you enjoy your life the most, when you die? I was just so confused about it. And then I had, like I said, my three friends speaking that in my ear. And at the wrong time, that's why when you pray, you should always say, cover my ear gate from anything I hear and my eye gate from anything I see. Because people can get in and mess your whole train of thought up. So that's what happened to me. So I started cursing God, and I started saying, you know what, God, if you're real, you'll kill me right now if I cuss you out. And I'll just literally say his name and cuss him out. And I'll be like, see, I'm still alive. So then at the time, I met my mom's friend. I came in the picture. She wasn't dating him or anything. They were just really good friends. And his sons had came in to my home. And one of they were all religious, but they didn't really like being in church too because they were forced to go. But we would just be chilling, playing games and stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, I'll say, oh my God, and then my brother Elias, my stepbrother Elias, would be like, why are you mentioning God's name in vain? And I'm like, dude, shut up. Don't be saying that stuff in my house. And I had to explain to him, like, God's not real, dude. Like, don't tell me nothing about God. Like, I already knew about that stuff. And then he's like, so what are you, atheist? I'm like, nah, I don't say atheist. I say I just don't believe in that blank. Like, I just literally didn't believe in it no more. And I was so hurt by what happened with my niece. I literally held this in and didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell no one why I was the way I was or why I turned to the person I was. And I would just cuss God's name out. And my stepbrother would be like, you're crazy, man. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't smoke weed. And you shouldn't sit here and drink. And you shouldn't sit here. And I'm like, dude, no one's listening to anything you're saying. Like, shut up. You ain't going to preach to me. You know how it gets. We get offended. We get that defensive wall up. And we're like, dude, don't tell me what to do. So that's how I got with him. So anyways, he kept just telling me, God's going to get you for this. You can't be like this to him. And I'm just like, shut up. Just shut up. Then I got my nephew into it. I'm like, yo, dude, God don't exist. And I started telling him. I'm starting to teach him what I believe. I started teaching him dark things. That's the point I got to. I started teaching him evil things. Yo, God's bad. Don't listen to nothing that grandma says. My mother's preaching every Sunday downstairs. And I'm telling my nephews, don't believe what she's saying. That stuff's bull crap. Some of my nephews are like, nah, I believe in God. I don't care what you say, unk. I follow you to the end of the road, but not on this. But then I got some of my nephews like, yo, it's true. So one day my brother Elias just started getting in on us. Like, we were talking about God, and he just started saying, dude, God created all this stuff. How do you not know he created this? Look at the sky. I'm like, dude, that's science. You know what I'm saying? I started saying some crazy stuff like, dude, look in a pool outside. When there's dirt and bacteria in it, what happens? It starts creating its own life. You see tadpoles. You see that. I started getting into all that stuff. I was into the science. I was into all that stuff. I started studying Greek mythology. I started studying science. I started trying to come up with conclusions. And I kept saying at the end of the day, in the back of my mind, I kept thinking about it. I'm like, at the end of the day, like, who made science? That's what I kept wondering. But I still was like, no, I'm fighting this. So one day my brother Elias just started getting in on me like, you're crazy. And this is what it says in the Bible. And I was shocked. But I still was like, nah, I'm good. And then he's like, you shouldn't be disrespecting your mom and saying God's not real. And while she's down there preaching, you're really against her and all this. I was like, yo, shut up if I punch you. Like, I really got mad like that. Because that's what the spirit does. So then, what's called, one day my niece overheard me talking to my nephews. And I had said to my nephews, like, I was talking about how God's not real. And she heard me and she just looked at me with her glazed green eyes. Because she got some weird green gray eyes. And she just said, Uncle Andre, you don't believe in God? And I was like, no, I don't believe in God. God ain't real, Alyssa. And she was like, what? What's wrong with you? And then next thing you know, the next day, my mom comes to me and she's like, you don't believe in God? I was like, no, what are you talking about, mom? Of course I believe in God. She's like, don't play with me. And I was just like, how did she know? And then I found out my niece ran to her and told her, Andre doesn't believe in God. He believes that God's not real. He believes that God doesn't exist, and he was talking trash about him. My little niece telling my mother that, and knowing she was concerned, she was crying to my mom, pleading for me. Like, please tell Andre, don't be that way. Don't. That right there opened my whole heart. Just a moment like that. So a moment like my niece dying destroyed my whole heart. And a moment like my other niece living and speaking about how she was concerned about me and my life opened my heart. So I was church hurt, and we all go through losses. None of us know why God does what he does. The first thing we always say is, why God take me? If you lost a mother, and you're listening to this. If you lost a father, you're listening to this. If you lost a brother, you're listening to this. If you lost a sister, and you're listening to this. I want you to know, cousin, uncle, someone you love, I want you to know that God has his reason for everything, and it's going to be for the better and later in your life. And the reason I can say that, because I kept saying, God, why would you take my niece? And you know what? If my niece was still here, she would have went through a whole bunch of mess. There was so much that went on in the household at the time. She would have been in nothing but a mess. So God had a reason why he did what he did. Even if I don't like it, I don't agree with it, he had a reason for it. There's a reason for everything. Instead of us always trying to question God, just say, God, I'm coming to you. I'm praying to you like David did, on my face, flat on my face. And I'm asking you, God, guide me, help me, show me why. I know a lot of y'all out there have been church hurt. This church, did this wrong to me. This church crucified me. This church judges me. This church thing. Always remember this. You don't go to church for anybody. You go to church for yourself. You might think, yeah, but if people are in the church and they're judging me and they're looking at me, you don't go there for them. Your full focus is supposed to be me and Christ. You don't care about what anyone's saying about any. If you're doing right, you're doing right to God. The only person you listen to is that pastor. Don't let these people sidewalk prophesy to you and come up to you. God told me that you got to do this. No. If you have the Holy Spirit, nothing makes you leave. No matter what goes on in the church, no matter what happens, no matter, you're going to say, you know what? I'm sticking here for God. If people call you ugly, if people make fun of you, if people say that you're gay or people say you're this and that, the whole thing is you and God know your personal relationship and the pastor is your counselor, not the whole entire church or the whole entire ministry. We've all been through church hurt, most of us. But just because you go to church hurt doesn't mean you can give up on God. When you give up on the church, the first thing you think, I don't need religion. I can just do this at home. You go to the temple to worship with other people, fellowship with other people. If those people don't want to fellowship with you and people treating you rude and ignorant, you just say, well, I'll come to church, sit by myself, hold my Bible on my lap or my phone with the Bible on it, and I'll focus on me and God. I'll sing out to him as loud as I can. I'll worship him as loud as I can. I'll praise him as loud as I can. Then after, I'll walk right back out the door and continue on my life. Your spirit will guide you where you're supposed to be. That's the problem. We forget that. We have the Holy Spirit. Your spirit will guide you where you're supposed to be. So I'm talking to all the people that are church hurt. Always understand, if you're church hurt, don't church hop to another church. Figure out, go to your brethren. The problem with it is, the problem with us now is we don't go to our brethren. We have problems. And instead of going to them saying, look, I don't like how you gossip about me. I don't like how you tell me that I'm this. I don't like how you talk about me. You do that, you do what the scripture says, and then God would deal with them. No matter how many churches you go to, there might be someone that never likes you out of church. The whole point is you go there for God. So I want to let everyone know that's church hurt like I was and went through an emotional moment in my life. I want you to know that you can overcome it. You just have to say, God, continue to use my body, guide me, and show me what to do instead of always saying, oh, I'm tired of this. I'm just jumping to another church. If you work at a job and you don't like your job, you can't just jump to another job. You always make sure that there's better pay. There's better this. Well, guess what? With God, the better pay is where you are at. The better focus, everything is where you are at with him personally and spiritually. So that's my lesson for today. I hope my testimony can help somebody else out because I went through the churches. I went through the atheist streak for a few years and God showed me the light. Just from my niece passing away and then my other niece giving me life by seeing the sorrow she had for me. If you lost anyone in your life, say, God, I'll see them when I get to heaven. I hope they're there. I'm not going to be mad at you or angry because I always tell people this. If God exists and God is real and you never believed him and you die, imagine finding out that hell is real. Now, if you do believe in God like I do and my family does, if you believe in God and you believe in everything and you die and God doesn't exist and hell doesn't exist, nothing happens to you, right? The same thing that will happen to the people that don't believe would happen to you. But what happens if you do believe in something and it is true and it comes to pass? Then how are you going to feel? But that's all I got for today. I thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 17, I believe this is. God is good. And I'll try to push another episode out this week. I'm going to try. But y'all take care. God bless. Peace.